here, welcome you out to Spook Trail Haunted Maze. Spook Trail 269. Spook Trail!
Spook Trail Haunted Maze is one of Alabama's longest haunts, founded in 1989 and has been running strong since then. Over a quarter mile long outdoor maze in the woods through an old junkyard through twists and turns into the darkness. If you are looking for an extreme adventure into some of the darkest areas of your mind, then this is the place for you. Due to the nature of their paths, you will be entering at your own risk. Look up Spook Trail Haunted Maze on Facebook to see what days they're going to be open, just minutes from Birmingham and Jasper in Quinton, Alabama. And remember,
Spook Trail!
This is the Stingray Show, and coming up on this edition, we are going to be previewing the Alabama and Missouri football game. The Missouri Tigers are looking to knock off Alabama for the first time since 1975. That is correct. Missouri has not beaten Alabama since 1975, and they've never beaten Alabama at home. How will they do this year? Because this is a really, really elite Missouri football team. Brandon of the Mazodcast will join me on the other side of this open, and then Joe Gaither joins us a little bit later on, right here on the Missouri and Alabama Preview Show.
Hi, this is Tim Brando with a reminder. Those of you on Tide 100.9, look out. You're about to feel the buzz of Stingray.
This is Stephen Ray, a.k.a. Stingray, coming to you live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Heath Hopkins. I'm here in DeSoto County, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you feel that responsibility to pay it forward and give some kid a chance coming up in the ranks, kind of like Tony did for you?
Why do you think I'm talking to Stingray tonight?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Heath, Stingray, Here's the deal. When you get involved with Texas, it's like getting married to a stripper. and let me explain this. It looks good, kind of sexy on the surface. Yeah, but then you get the baggage, you get the drama, you get all that eventually comes with it. And that's what you get with Texas, and that's what the Big 12 learned.
And Heath, any thoughts on our show moving forward?
Hey, to everyone in Tuscaloosa listening here on Tide 100.9, with the Stingray Show, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the best show going today, baby. Woo!
And with that, I want to welcome you inside the Alabama and Missouri Preview Show. And briefly, like I said off the top of the show, Missouri has not beaten Alabama since 1975. That matchup was in Birmingham, Alabama at Legion Field. And before that, in the first ever meeting back in 1968 in the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida, the Missouri Tigers knocked off Alabama. So here recently, Alabama is on a 6-game win streak against the Missouri Tigers. To help break down Missouri for this year's matchup, here is Brendan of the Mazodcast. Brendan, how are things with you in Como as we await a huge matchup on Saturday?
Things are good. I think people are on pins and needles a little bit with Alabama coming to town. I think there had been some hope early on when Alabama came out of the gate slow that maybe this would be the year. But I still think people have optimism because Missouri has looked good. But as you mentioned, Missouri hasn't beaten the Tide in, 50 years, something like that. But anyway, I think one of the more important things, too, is that of all the teams in the SEC since Missouri joined in 2012, Alabama is the only team Missouri has not beaten at least once. So this is like it would be a major checklist item for the program to be able to beat Alabama. That is obviously going to be a tough row to hoe. I mean, the Tide are looking as strong as they have all year, coming off of big wins over Georgia and Vanderbilt. And, you know, that Missouri, I know they look good, but we all know that their schedule has been fairly soft up to this point. So it'll be incredibly telling for the Missouri program. And I think it's going to be a very important game for Alabama, because if they have hopes of making the college football playoff, they need to win this game as well.
Brendan, I want to go back 3 weeks, please, because Missouri had South Carolina, had UMass, and then they had a bye week. Let's talk about that South Carolina game. The Gamecocks were not able to run the football at all against Missouri. However, they were able to pass for 302 yards. Talk about that, and is that really a concern and a issue with this Tiger defense?
Yeah, it's the number one concern, I think, for the Missouri team as a whole. I mean, look, Sellers is a fantastic quarterback. He was the second sort of versatile running quarterback that Missouri faced after Kansas's team came to town. So Missouri is familiar with guys who can beat you with their legs. But Sellers barely even attempted to run, barely had any designed runs. You know, I think they got some eye-popping numbers. Missouri ended up allowing negative 9 yards rushing for the entire South Carolina game. So obviously they were stopping the run. But that may be as much telling about the ineptitude that South Carolina has in their running game and their offensive line as it is Missouri's defense. I do think Missouri has a strong defense, but if there is a weakness in it, it has been the secondary. And here we are going to face a traditional drop-back quarterback, Simpson. Yeah. I'm sure that Alabama's going to look to exploit that secondary. They're going to try to throw all over the field. They've got a much stronger passing game than they do have a running game. My guess is what you're going to see, you know, Eli Drinkwitz has spent the last 2 weeks trying to shore up some of that secondary issues. It's not been a lack of personnel. It's not like they don't have good players in safety or cornerback positions. It's that they're making bad decisions. They're out of position. They're biting on play option or play action plays, just making some bad choices. That can be coached up a little bit, but I think the other thing that Eli Drinkwitz and company are going to do to try to stem that is they're going to send the dogs, and they're going to blitz a lot. You're going to see a lot of blitzing out of Missouri. This is my guess. They have some really good defensive ends. They've got some really talented linebackers who know where to be and when to be there. So they're going to put pressure on. How Ty Simpson responds to that is really going to probably be one of the telling things about this football game and how much Alabama puts up offensively. But I expect you are going to see some big passing plays out of Alabama, because if Missouri doesn't get home on their pass rush, there's going to be open guys.
Besides the defense, what else, in your opinion, did Missouri need to work on during this bye week this past weekend?
So, you know, Missouri has been a pretty complete team against what we call lesser competition at this point. And so what do they need to work on? I mean, it's just probably execution. Bo Pribula has been a very, very good quarterback. I think he's surprised people how effective he's been and how cool under pressure he's been. I think he took several sacks against UMass in situations he didn't need to take those sacks in. I think that was a reaction to the South Carolina game, where he was kind of bouncing out of the pocket a little bit more. It was the first SEC game. He was getting a little more pressure than he had been accustomed to the first couple of weeks of the season, and he got a little antsy. And I think that was something they intentionally worked on. Stay in the pocket, keep your feet steady, look downfield, run if you have to, but don't make it, don't just bolt at the first sign of trouble. And so he ended up taking some sacks against a very weak UMass team. So I think that's another thing that Missouri's going to have to keep a lookout for. Their offensive line has obviously been good opening up holes for the rush, but they want to be strong in pass protection as well. Give Bo Pribula the time to look downfield and allow him to make good decisions. Offensively, though, it's going to come down for Missouri to their amazing star stud running back, Ahmad Hardy, and what he does to this Alabama defense.
So we are up against our first break of the evening. Brendan from the Mazzodcast will continue with me right after this, as we are going to break it down and see where Alabama can exploit Missouri and where Missouri can exploit Alabama. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show, and we will be right back. It's college football season, and what goes well with college football events? And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let Certified Chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs, or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season. How would you like to live where you love in the state of Alabama? Whether it is your upsizing, downsizing, retiring at the beach, or relocating for your job, then you are going to want to contact Celeste Hagler, owner of First Class Real Estate South Home Group, with brokers in Tuscaloosa, Orange Beach, and Huntsville. They can help you with the buying, selling, and investment needs throughout the state of Alabama. You can contact Celeste at 205-861-5698. Once again, that is 205-861-5698, and schedule a consultation to discuss your real estate goals anywhere across the state of Alabama. For over 100 years, the Bank of Moundville has been a name clients can trust. The Bank of Moundville is more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your friends, and your community partners. Their unique approach to financial education has always centered around families. They believe that financially strong homes today lay the foundation for a brighter future for tomorrow's generation. You can call them today at 205-371-2227. Once again, that is 371-2227 to schedule an appointment to build your financial security. The Bank of Moundville is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
A national championship team covering a national championship team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back inside the Stingray Show. My guest this evening is Brendan of the Mazzodcast out of Missouri. And Brendan, when we look at this matchup, talk about the hype and the excitement there around Como, with Alabama coming to town, with Missouri being highly ranked and undefeated.
There's been a different atmosphere in Columbia this year than in some years past. I think there was, even the last couple of years where Missouri's had 10, 11 win seasons, there's sort of been the show me state mentality, or it's like, prove to me you're good and then we'll show up. That has not been the case this year. The fans have been really rabid and strongly supporting the team. I think it even got national attention, got SEC eyes on Columbia back during the Kansas game, where they sort of kind of came to know that how, you know, fierce the Kansas-Missouri border war rivalry is. Basically, every game has been sold out, including games like UMass and sort of stinkers like Central Arkansas. Certainly, this game has been a sellout for a long time. Missouri's building a $250 million north end zone project and closing the stadium, so even the look and feel of the football field is a little different now that sound is captured and there's sort of that wall in the north end zone. There's a real buzz going on, and obviously I think this game is big in and of itself for some of the reasons we've talked about, but it's also the opening of a gauntlet for Missouri. I think Missouri caught a lot of grief for having a soft schedule, and they certainly did have six home games to open the season and some weak cupcake competition, but a lot of teams have cupcake competition at the early part of the season. But we're facing 4 to 5 ranked opponents out of the next 6 games, and even the unranked opponents, Auburn and Mississippi State, are not gimmies. So, you know, between Texas A&M, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Vanderbilt, these are real teams we're going up against. And it's, you know, some of the teams that looked like they would be really tough that Missouri was avoiding, like Texas, don't look so tough anymore. So I think Missouri's schedule is a lot tougher than they're getting credit for. And this Alabama game, how it goes, will sort of have a lot of influence on how this team is regarded going into the rest of the gauntlet of the schedule.
All right, let's break it down. Where do you feel like that Alabama can take advantage of the Missouri Tigers?
Well, you alluded to it earlier in the interview with Missouri's passing game. I think that Alabama is very happy with their play caller and their passing game. And Missouri has shown weakness in that exact arena. So it's a good matchup for them, you would think, offensively, that Missouri has, if their defense has a weakness, it's that they're allowing big plays in the passing game. I think that that's no secret to Missouri either, so they're going to take make efforts to combat that. I mentioned that they're going to have a pass rush that's going to rely on the blitz a lot. You know, watching that Vanderbilt game last week, and I felt like Ty Simpson was taking some sacks that he didn't need to take as well. And so if that trend continues, that may be an advantage for Missouri, or at least may lead him to make some mistakes that he's not really prone to making. But I think that's the hope on the defensive side of the ball, though. You know, no team's perfect. And if there's a hole on this team, it's definitely the secondary. Offensively, I think Missouri has a lot more confidence going into this game than they would normally against an Alabama team. Bo Privula has been a very effective quarterback, obviously. Ahmad Hardy's gotten a lot of attention at running back because of his playmaking ability and just the difficulty teams have had tackling the guy. But the dirty little secret is he's splitting time. And there's a guy named Jamal Roberts whose numbers are nearly as good as Ahmad Hardy's, which is telling, one, that there's depth and talent at the running back position, but it's also saying that the offensive line is making good holes for these guys. And I think that Alabama allowed some running against Vanderbilt, and they've shown that they allow people to move the ball on the ground a little bit. And so I think Missouri's obviously going to try to take advantage of that, but don't sell Privula short. He's been a very effective passer and a very accurate passer, particularly on short routes into the tight end. Eli Drinkwitz traditionally has not used the tight end in the passing game as much, but he's got a very elite tight end in Brett Norfleet this year, and he's got great hands, and Bo Privula finds him a lot. And then, you know, Coleman is another new receiver that Privula is always looking for on third and long situations and nearly always connects with him. And so the passing game is no joke either for Missouri, and certainly Ahmad Hardy opens that up whenever they have to put spies on him all the time.
Okay, if Missouri is to pull off this upset for the first time of Alabama since 1975, give us a X factor on defense and an X factor on offense, please.
The X factor on defense is not going to be a huge surprise. I think it's going to be takeaways. If Missouri can provoke a turnover or takeaway at a critical juncture, that could negate some of the flaws that we've talked about in the passing game. And I said, like, I don't think that the corners and the second and the safeties are bad players. They're just making bad decisions. And so if they do a little extra, if they get an interception, if there's a fumble recover, something like that, that could be a turning point, because I think this is going to be a close game. On offense, the X factor is wide out in the open. Everybody knows about it. It is Ahmad Hardy. And he always will stretch a 3-yard run into an 8-yard run, but the question is, will he stretch an 8-yard run into a 75-yard run, as he's been prone to do? And if he does that once or twice in this game, big difference maker.
Yes. All right. So like we've said multiple times, Missouri has never beaten Alabama up there in Como. How do you see it playing out, Alabama or Missouri, Saturday morning? Unfortunately, this game gets the early kick, even though it is the best game of the day. How do you see it?
Yeah, I appreciate that. We usually expect that in Missouri. We don't get game day. We don't get good start times. But, you know, I have a lot of confidence in this Missouri team. I've got as much confidence in this Missouri team as about any time I've covered them in the last 12 years. That being said, Alabama's very good. They're Alabama. And when you look at their records and when you look at the statistics, they look even. Missouri maybe even looks a little better. But then you have to factor in this one big glaring thing, which is that Alabama has played and beaten a couple of top teams. And Missouri, we thought South Carolina was going to be a number 11 team going into the season, and it turned out, you know, what they look like. You know, they're one of the big dogs of the season, right there with Texas and Penn State. So Missouri hasn't had that level of competition yet. So it's not to say that Missouri can't play with Alabama. It's just that we haven't seen it yet. We don't know if they can compete with an Alabama. If this game starts and it's competitive and everybody gets sort of the jitters out of the way in the first quarter and Missouri's in this thing, I think they can stay in this thing. I think it will be a close game. I think Alabama's favored by saying three and a half points on the road there. Pretty close line. But I think Missouri can win this outright if they play their A game. I think Missouri's A game can beat Alabama. That being said, Alabama has looked better each week as the season's progressed. So I don't think anybody's going to be shocked to see Missouri's first L come this weekend, but I think there is a lot of optimism that they can collect that first W in Columbia against Alabama if they do everything they're supposed to do and are capable of.
Okay, I've noticed when you join us that you like to jab just a little bit other SEC teams. I want to get your take on the preseason number one team completely dropping out of the rankings with two losses already, and Arch Manning looks like a disaster. Give us your thoughts on Sark, Texas, and Arch Manning, please.
Have you not heard that Texas is back?
No, not this year.
Texas is back every year, and here they are back again. I mean, I don't think anybody I feel a little bit bad for Arch Manning because he's a young kid, but I also know that he comes from a very good, wealthy family, and he's going to fall up in life no matter what happens to him. And guys turn it around. You know what I mean? Like, I heard his coach talking about what a tough heart he had, you know, and I always feel like that's a death knell whenever they talk about how much heart you have or how tough you are. If I had 11 guys with that heart, they'd win. That's what you say when your football player isn't good. And right. So that tough heart treatment is, you're going to sell insurance either way, but are you going to sell insurance as an insurance salesman in a small office at a strip mall, or are you going to be in an Allstate commercial? Right. You know what I mean? Those are the two ways you sell insurance. Arch Manning's looking like he's going to have to open up a strip mall insurance sales and agency at this point. But, yeah, I mean, Texas, get out of here. You know what I mean? The only thing I would say is more overhyped than the Texas Longhorns are the Texas A&M Aggies. Now, granted, they look good and they could whoop Missouri this year. That could all happen. But you talk about two programs that rarely do anything. In my lifetime, rarely do anything. It's just right up there with Notre Dame. You know what I mean? It's just like the media just can't wait to love them. But give me a break. I'm not crying any tears for the Texas Longhorns not being in the top 25. I'll put it that way.
Thank you, man. This has been an absolute blast. I will leave you with this. M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
All right, man. Good luck to you guys this weekend. And we would love to catch up with you later on to continue our discussion of the Missouri Tigers as we move closer and closer to the bowl season and the playoffs.
Thank you, Stingray.
So, guys, that is going to wrap up Brendan with the Mazodcast. I really do want to thank him for joining me to do an insight into the Missouri Tigers and how they're going to fare potentially against this Alabama football team. When I come back, I'm going to be joined by Joe Gaither from Bama Central, who is going to preview this game from the Alabama side. And then in the final segment, I will give you college football history for today of October the 7th. That's all ahead on this edition of the Stingray Show, and I will be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people come and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577, or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Roll Tide, the best sports talk, period. Your home. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
It's college football season, and what goes well with college football events? And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let Certified Chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season. Welcome back inside the Stingray Show, and we just finished up the matchup with Missouri, and now let's talk about the Alabama Crimson Tide, who were coming off of a revenge game when they knocked off the Vanderbilt Commodores this past Saturday right here in Tuscaloosa, and I am about to be joined by Joe Gaither from Bama Central to break this game down from the Alabama side. Joe, how are things with you right here in Tuscaloosa as Alabama looks to take the trip up to Columbia, Missouri?
Oh, things are great, Stingray. Excited for another week of SEC action. The gauntlet never stops, and so Alabama's going to have to be ready for this week's road trip up there to Missouri.
Okay, you were obviously there at the game Saturday in Bryant-Denny. What were some positives and some negatives that you took away from Alabama's win over Vanderbilt?
Well, my biggest positive was the way the defense responded to the early adversity. Obviously, Cedric Alexander ripping off a huge touchdown run on the first drive, and Vanderbilt kind of marching down on their second drive, but Alabama was able to find a way to get a red zone turnover to keep them out of the end zone and keep the score a one-score game. Alabama's offense did respond and tied the game. Alabama's defense really buckled down after the first quarter in the rushing defense department, and that's been a huge huge question mark for this team under Kane Womack. And so to be able to do that, to have Justin Jefferson perform pretty admirably in the game, 14 tackles for Justin Jefferson and the sack, forcing the aforementioned fumble. I thought it was a pretty outstanding day for Kane Womack, answering the bell to all the detractors, all the people worried about his ability to coordinate a defense. I think the Alabama defense responded to a very challenging offensive concept in a very strong way. Maybe my biggest negative, though, was while Ty Simpson was really, really electric and still outstanding, he did have about four, five, six negative plays. Obviously, the interception on the first drive on fourth and one, he talked about not seeing the corner, falling off, and threw an errant pass. Now, part of me thinks that he just wants to make sure he gets the ball out and gives his guys a chance on fourth down, and it served to be kind of like a punt. But you take points off the board. A better decision right there keeps the offense on the field, and maybe Alabama starts the game with a 7-0 lead. But you have the interception right there, and he ended up taking three or four sacks. Maybe three of the four sacks were on Ty Simpson, just trying to keep plays alive. He's got to use his playmaking ability, but also needs to know when to give up on a play, throw the ball out of bounds, live to fight another down. But outside of that, I mean, I guess in conjunction with that, a negative would be red zone finishing. You ended up settling for four field goals. You made three of them. Alabama's got to find a way to be more efficient in the red zone. They've been really, really efficient in the red zone, but against Vanderbilt, weren't as efficient, weren't able to finish their drives as much. And so I think the Alabama offense has a little bit of room to grow. Now, exciting to find a running game. You found your best rushing performance against the Power 4 opponent this season, going for 147. And so that was pretty good. Jam Miller got going, first running back of the year to get over 100 yards for the Crimson Tide. So it was a lot of positives, a few negatives, but I think every week there's something to get better at and clean up.
When you look at this Missouri team, before we get into the Alabama matchup, what impresses you the most about the team there in Columbia, Missouri?
Ahmad Hardy impresses me the most, transferring in and really establishing himself early as maybe one of the best running backs in the SEC. I think that Eli Drinkwitz is a really creative offensive play caller, and for him to go into the transfer portal and get Ahmad Hardy and to get Bo Pribula, perhaps Penn State let the wrong quarterback walk out the door. I think that their combination is going to be really, really challenging for Alabama to stop. I think Alabama's defense had a good showing last week, but all it takes is another bad showing, and it'll erase all the good feelings that I think the Alabama fan base has from this past week's win and this past week's performance. So you're going to have to get after the quarterback. You're going to have to rush with discipline on Bo Pribula, and you're going to have to play with really, really sound eyes. I think that Missouri has had an elite rushing defense this season. I think they held South Carolina to negative rush yardage on the day, and even held Kansas to under 30 rushing yards on the afternoon. So the two Power 4 opponents that they have faced, they have kept them from running the football. I think that those things really, really spell trouble for Alabama. Maybe not trouble enough to win, but trouble enough to challenge Alabama at a really high level. I think it's going to be a very, very close game, and Alabama's going to have to win the line of scrimmage. You're going to have to get the running game going like it did this past week against Vanderbilt, and you're going to have to stop the run. And I think that Missouri has the tools to make both of those things hard, hard, hard challenges. I think that Missouri's going to run the football, and I think they're going to try to stop the run, conversely, against Alabama. So I respect Missouri a lot. I know that people are talking about the competition that Missouri's faced, what Central Arkansas and UMass aren't as good of opponents. But I think that Missouri has enough talent, has enough tools, and they're playing really good football so far this season.
All right. Joe Gaither is our guest this evening from Bama Central. When you look at the matchup, where do you feel like that Alabama could take advantage of Missouri?
Well, I think that Alabama's wide receiving core is probably among the best wide receiving core in the country, maybe top three, but you put Ohio State's up there with them. But the trio of Jeremy, of Ryan, and Isaiah Horton makes it really, really difficult for defensive coordinators. And so I think that Alabama is going to have another strong performance from Ty Simpson, probably a half step more than what you got against Vanderbilt. He was impressive against Vanderbilt with that last two-minute drive, in particular, in my opinion, to tie the game at 14-14 before half. I thought that that was just a magnificent drive and great quarterback play. So I think you're going to have Ty Simpson be Ty Simpson again, protect him a little better, but he's going to have to make good decisions as well. I think Missouri hasn't been challenged in the passing game this season very much. I think, obviously they did stop Kansas and South Carolina from running the football, but I'm not sure that either of those programs have the passing game that Alabama does. And so for Alabama, you're going to have to put a lot of pressure on Missouri to score by scoring yourself. You're going to have to put a lot of pressure to finishing drives. And so I think that that's going to be an area that Alabama can be really, really successful, because I think that that unit, the passing unit, the passing game as a whole for Alabama is elite.
So we are up against our final break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to give you the prediction from Joe Gaither on Alabama and Missouri. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show, and I'm also going to throw in a little bit of Alabama football history on this day. We will be right back. Has it always been your dream to build the pond of your dreams, but you don't know if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond on? You need to contact Honey Hole Fisheries right here in Tuscaloosa County, because Jeff Bagwell will help you decide if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond. You can contact Honey Hole Fisheries at 205-799-0192. Once again, that is 799-0192. And hey, Jeff Bagwell can also order top quality automatic fish and hunting feeders for all of your outdoor recreation. Contact Jeff Bagwell today, once again at 205-799-0192, to help you build the pond or lake of your dreams. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577, or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Hey, national championship team covering a national championship team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people come and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show. And with that, I want to welcome you back inside the Stingray Show. We are doing the Missouri and Alabama preview show. In the first two segments, we did the Missouri side of this matchup. Now, we are discussing the Alabama side with Joe Gaither of Bama Central. And let's finish up now with Joe Gaither continuing to talk about how Alabama can exploit Missouri and how Missouri can exploit Alabama. Where are you most concerned about Missouri exploiting Alabama?
Yeah, it's like we just got into with Pribula and Ahmad Hardy. I think that their running game could keep Alabama's defense on the field and could rip off big plays. We've seen Alabama give up big runs this season, lots of big runs to Georgia. Chauncey Bowens, I think Georgia had 6-7 explosive plays against Alabama in the running game. And obviously the Cedric Alexander run is on tape. And Diego Pavia, it ripped off a pretty big run as well for Vanderbilt. So the running game is still a pretty big question for me. Yeah. Alabama answered the questions in the last three quarters, but I'm wondering how they do it on the road. They last their two road trips, Georgia and Florida State. Both those teams rushed for big yardage, and the crowd stacked up and got into the game. I think the Missouri faithful is going to be into this matchup right there at 11 a.m., and I think that Missouri is going to be trying to control the game flow, trying to control the pace of play through their own running game. And so I think for Alabama, while you answered the questions against Vanderbilt, I don't think that it's settled science. I think that Alabama still is gettable in the run game, and Eli Drinkwitz's outside zone scheme is going to get guys in different gaps. And I'm hopeful that Alabama's inside linebackers, Alabama's secondary doesn't guess and jump in gaps and jump run lanes. I hope they play sound defense. If they do play sound defense, well, you're going to have a shot to get them into third and longs. And I think then you can rush Bo Pribula, and I don't know that he's really been challenged yet in long yarded situations. I think that Missouri's basically kept their offense on schedule throughout the season. And so I think that the running game is still a pretty big question for Alabama. Stopping the run game is a pretty big question for Alabama this week.
All right. I don't know if you knew this stat, but Missouri is looking to knock off Alabama for the first time since 1975, and they have never beaten Alabama in Columbia, Missouri. Joe, how do you see it this weekend, Alabama or Missouri at 11 a.m. on Saturday?
Gosh, Stingray, I think it's a really, really tough game to call, isn't it? 4.5 points still for Alabama. I think that Missouri is a much better team on paper and much better team than people are giving them credit for. Let me finish that thought. Than people are giving them credit for. I think that Alabama better not be looking at the history, better not be looking at the name and thinking, oh, it's just Missouri. We shut them out last year, 34-0. We can get them again. I think Missouri has a chip on their shoulder, obviously with a bye week to prepare. I think it's going to be a huge challenge for Alabama. I will take Alabama, but I'm going to take Missouri to cover that 4.5 because I think it's going to be that close on Saturday. I think there's going to be some really, really tense moments for the Alabama faithful to kind of grind through and just be patient with the team, ride the ebbs and flows of the game. You know how they go. Missouri will jump up. Alabama will respond. I do think that Alabama is more talented on paper across the board, but there are some spots that Missouri can lean on and kind of get after Alabama, especially as we mentioned in the run game. So I'll take Alabama, but I'll take them by really just 3.
And, you know, I just thought about this. Alabama revenge game last year against Vanderbilt. They got that one. Next week, here comes Tennessee. They knocked off Alabama last year, a revenge game right there. In between that could be a trap game right here at Missouri, and especially since the soft schedule like you talked about.
Oh, absolutely. You lined up. You were always going to get up for the Georgia game. You were always going to get up to play Vanderbilt. You're looking ahead next week at Tennessee. And even maybe 2 weeks from now, preseason, everybody thought the road trip to South Carolina was going to be really, really challenging, and it will be. We'll get there eventually. Mm-hmm. But maybe you were thinking about, oh, this Missouri game's not going to be that big of a challenge because X, Y, all these new parts, blah, blah, blah. We beat them last year by a big score. Well, they were playing with one hand behind their back with their quarterback basically playing one-handed. So, I do see all the elements of a trap game, the early kickoff time, the road trip for Alabama. Everybody thinks that Alabama has vexed its road, you know, has cured its road problems by winning at Georgia. But I don't know that that's the case, because it doesn't matter where you were going to play Georgia. You were going to get up and play hard and be filled with adrenaline and ready for that challenge. You could play them on Mars and you would have been ready for it. But, you know, Missouri, Columbia, is it sexy? No, it's not sexy at all. And so will Alabama find it within themselves to say, okay, we don't care who the opponent is. We don't care where the game is. We're going to play Alabama football, hard-nosed, really aggressive football, physical football. I don't know. I think those questions are still out there for this team. And so, yeah, it's a huge challenge. If Missouri ends up winning, I won't be surprised one bit, because I'm wondering if Alabama will get up for it and will play well. If they don't, well, Missouri will get physical. They'll run the football. They'll take a lead, and they'll play ball control. And Eli Drinkwitz will have himself a really, really big win on his resume.
Joe, look, man, thank you for giving us your thoughts on the SEC and, of course, Alabama and Missouri. We will catch up with you later on. And are you making the trip to Columbia, Missouri?
No. I don't want to sit in the car that long, and it's going to be much better. Have you seen the slate of college football this weekend, Stingray? Yes. It's huge. It's great. And so I'm going to enjoy it from the couch, watching it with all 20 screens I have, 40 screens I have, and we're going to watch every game just flooded into my brain.
Dude, man, enjoy that. We will catch up with you later on, my friend.
Thanks so much, Stingray. Have a great night.
You too. All right, so guys, that is going to wrap up the Stingray Show. I really do want to thank Joe Gaither and Brendan from the Mazodcast. I've got 2 minutes left, and briefly, as I walk out the door, notable Alabama football moments for October the 7th, which is today. The Crimson Tide tied Ole Miss 0-0 back in 1933 in their first ever SEC football game under head coach Frank Thomas in Birmingham, Alabama. So the first SEC game for Alabama happened on October the 7th of 33, in which Alabama tied with Ole Miss 0-0 with head coach Frank Thomas. When we come back on the Wednesday evening edition of the Stingray Show, we are going to be previewing the Red River rivalry between Texas and Oklahoma. That is a huge rivalry game, and now it has moved to the SEC. We will catch you after Hey Coach right here on the Stingray Show for a preview of Red River rivalry between Oklahoma and Texas. See you then. Hey,